Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the land from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered, wandered means walked in the wilderness in a solitary way, alone. Solitary means alone. Of course, you know that, see. I just say these words for myself. They found no city to dwell in, hungry and thirsty, their souls fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. Of course, you know, distresses means your pain, sorrows, and worries. And he led them by the right way that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise Yah the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfies the lonely soul and fills the hungry with the hungry soul with goodness, such as sits in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction. And of course, you know, affliction means pain and suffering. Affliction and iron. You know who he's talking about here? That's us, black folk in America, because they rebelled against his words of God and condemned the counsel of the Most High. Well, when they contend with the counsel of the Most High, they disrespected the counsel of the Most High. Therefore, he brought down their hearts with labor. They fell down, and there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and broke their bands in sunder. And of course, you know that sunder means split or divided. Oh, that men would praise Yah the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men, for he has broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. Fools, because of their transgressions, and you know that transgressions means to break the rule or break the law. And you say, well, what laws? What rules? I'm talking about the laws of Moses, those Ten Commandments, plus the laws that you find in the book of Deuteronomy, Leviticus, Leviticus chapters 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, and 23. Do you keep the feast of God's law, the God's feast? No. Well, the church that I left, they did not keep the feast of God's law. They kept men's laws. They kept Thanksgiving and Christmas and Halloween and all that mess. But I'm so thankful my Heavenly Father told me that he did see. Because he had not, because I had not been obedient. And I was not obedient for 27 years. But let me not testify on that. Let me continue reading for a few moments longer in this Bible verse. Fools, because of their transgression. Again, transgression means to break the law and the rule, or the rules. And because of their iniquity, iniquity, you know, that means your wickedness and your immorality, are afflicted. Again, afflicted means suffering and pain. Their soul abhorred, abhorred means hate, all manner of meat. And they drew near unto the gate of death. Then they cried unto their Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Oh, that man would praise God the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to be to the children of men. Let us and let's give sacrifice to sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. I'm going to stop reading here. I am reading from Psalm 107. Psalms 107 starts book 5 of the Psalms. Thanksgiving to the Lord for his great works of deliverance. Amen to that. See, let's have a word of prayer. Our Father God in heaven, creator of all things, we, your lost sheep, thank and praise you for opening our eyes and minds to your truth humbly. We thank you for giving us this day our daily bread. Thank you, our Father, my God, for keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. We sheep also thank you for restoring us, we your lost sheep, and giving us same sound mind with excellent health and much more. We send our condolences to all grieving families and to my family as well. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. Let me end that prayer with saying, I pray that prayer in your son's name, Yahweh name, a.k.a. Jesus the Christ. Amen. Again, this is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everybody. Sabbath is observed starting Friday evening, about an hour before the sun goes down, and in Saturday evening, the same, about an hour before the sun goes down. You'll find that written in the Old Testament book of Exodus, chapter 20, verses 8 through 11. I am reading today from the King James Version of the Bible. I usually read to you from the New King James, but I've read from that Bible. It is beginning to change up, beginning to fall out. So I have picked up my regular King James Version of the Bible. The writing is very small, but I'm going to do what I do with it. Turn with me to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 4. We're going to pick up reading where I left off. That was it. Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 23. Before I start reading that, I want you sheep to remember that the Feast of Trumpets is coming up. And what this ministry does, or what I do, is I, now that I have begun reading this Bible, I try to follow it in earnest. And we sheep, those who listen to me, I will tell you about God's annual festivals. We do not follow man-made festivals. And that's, those are the, I forget what I'm going to call it, the Abomination of Desolation. You'll find that written in the book of Daniel, somewhere around chapter 11. And I did not know what the Abomination of Desolation was, but I prayed real hard. And at the last minute, it came to my mind that the Abomination of Desolation are man-made rules and the changes of God's law. And this is what we have celebrated for most of my church life. So over 45, maybe 50 years, I celebrated those. And I just stopped celebrating those when I started reading about God's annual festival. So the Feast of Trumpets is coming up September the 25th. And And if you can find a church that's open on the Sabbath or Saturday, go to those. But before you go to that church, you ask them if they celebrate God's annual feast. And if they do not, have nothing to do with that church that's open on the Sabbath, because they're just open on the Sabbath, perhaps for their convenience. But they must follow God's annual festival. And the last thing that I want to mention to you is Matthew chapter 24, verse 4, where it tells you to take heed that no one deceives you. And if you read all of it, Matthew 24, it tells you about the wars and rumors of wars and the pestilences. And of course, you know that pestilences, diseases, and Ebola. And also, you'll find that if you watch the news, you'll find that some of the things that are happening, it's happening right before your eyes. So let's read Matthew chapter 24 and then go back to your news story. Now, let's pick up reading for Jeremiah where I left off last time. Jeremiah chapter 4 verse 23. I beheld the earth, and lo, Lord means to look and see. It was without form and void. Void means that it was bare. And the heavens, and they heard, and they had no light. I beheld the mountains, and lo, they trembled, and all the hills moved slightly. I beheld, and lo, there was no man, and all the birds of heaven were fled. I beheld, and lo, the fruitful places was a wilderness, and all the cities thereof were broken down at the presence of Yah the Lord, and by his fierce anger. Verse 27, but thus has Yah the Lord said, the whole land shall be desolate. Desolate, of course, you know, means empty or bare. Yet I will not make a full end. Verse 28, but this shall the earth mourn, and the heavens above be black, because I have spoken it, I have purposed it, and I will not repent, neither will I turn back from it. The whole city shall flee for the noise of the horsemen and bowmen. They shall go into thickets. And of course, you know, thickets are small trees and bushes, and climb upon the rocks. Well, ice a group over, and I think a rock now is running people into the rocks. If you watch the news, you'll see people running into the going into the rocks. They're walking into the rocks. Every city shall be forsaken. Forsaken means to be left or abandoned. And not all men, and not a man dwell therein. Verse 30, and when thou art spoiled means destroyed, what wilt thou do? So thou closest thyself in crimson. Crimson is red. So thou deckest thy face, deckest thee with ornaments of gold. So thou rentest means to make up your face. So thou rentest thy face with paintings. In vain thou shalt make thyself fair. And you know vain means useless or worthless. Thou lovers will despise thee. Your lovers are going to hate you now. They will seek thy life. For I have, oh my God, the revelation I just had. Let me read on. I want to make it 1 minute. Oh, for I have heard a voice of a woman in travail. Travail, that means like a woman giving childbirth. And the anguish as of her that bringeth forth her first child, the voice of the daughter of Zion, that bewaileth, that means she's crying, misery, sorrows, or distress, the voice of the daughter of Zion that bewaileth herself, that spreadeth her hands, saying, woe is me now, for my soul is weary inside because of murders. Now, let's start reading today's lesson, and I'm going to turn to my other book. And today's lesson, I am in Daniel. I wonder if my Heavenly Father wants me to read something out of Daniel, but I am going to go to today's lesson, and that's Jeremiah chapter 5. God's justice is the justice of God's judgment. Let's read Jeremiah chapter 5. Run ye to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem and see now and know and seek in the broad places. Broad means wide places. Thereof, and thereof means, can't think right now. Thereof, to go there. For thereof, if ye can find a man, if there be any that executed judgment that speaketh the truth, I will pardon it. And pardon means to forgive. And though that they say, the Lord liveth, surely they swear falsely, O Lord, are not thine eyes open? Verse 3. O Lord, are not thy eyes upon the truth? Hast thou stricken me to hit or strike them, because they are not clean? Thou hast consumed them, but they have refused to receive correction. They have made their faces hotter than a rock. They have refused to return. Therefore, I said, surely these are poor. They are foolish, for they know not the way of Yah the Lord, nor the judgment of their God. I will give, verse 5, I will get me unto the great men and will seek unto them, for they have known the way of Yah the Lord and the judgment of their God, but they have altogether broken the yoke. And a yoke is like a collar or a harness that's put around your neck and burst the bond. Therefore, a lion out of the forest shall slay them, and the wolf of the evening shall spoil them. A leopard shall watch over their cities. Every one that goes out thence, and thence means from there, shall be torn in pieces because of their transgression. And you know what transgression means? It's breaking God's rules or his laws. Are many, and their backslidings are increased. How shall I pardon? Pardon means to forgive these for this. My children have forsaken me, loved or abandoned, and sworn by them that there are no gods. When I have fed them to the full, they then committed adultery. You know what adultery is? That's you're being married and sleeping around when you ought not to. You should sleep with your wife. And assembled themselves by troops in the harvest houses. Whoa. They, verse 8, they were as fed horses in the morning. Everyone neighed. Neighed means desired or lusted after his neighbor's wife. Shall I not visit for their these things? Let me read verse 9 again. Shall I not visit for these things, said Yah the Lord, and shall not my soul avenge on such a nation as this? Verse 10, go ye upon the walls and destroy, but make not a full end. Take away her battlements, for they are not Yah the Lord's. For the house of Israel and the house of Judah have dealt very treacherously. spiritually be, yes, Lord, unfaithful against me, said God the Lord. They have belied. Belied means to make say what is not true or disguise the truth, says the Lord. It is not he, neither shall evil come upon us. This is what the priests or the prophets are saying. Neither shall we see sword or famine. Verse 13. And all the prophets shall become wind, and the word is not in them. Thus shall it be done unto them. Wherefore, thus said the Lord God of hosts, because you speak this word, behold, I will make thy words in thy mouth fire, and this people wood, and it shall devour them. Devour means to consume them. Low means to look and see. I will bring a nation upon you from far, O house of Israel, says the Lord. It is a mighty nation. It is an ancient nation, a nation whose language thou knowest not, neither understandest that what they say. Verse 16, thy quivers is an open sepulcher. Now, I did not know what that meant, so I went to the library and looked up in another Bible, and it reads, thy arrows are deadly. They are almighty men. Verse 17, and they shall eat up thine harvest and thy bread, which thy sons and thy daughters should eat. They shall eat up thy flocks and thy herds. You know, that's your meat food. They shall eat meat, thy vines and thy fig trees. They shall impoverish. Impoverish means to make you poor or ruin. Thy cities wherein thou trusted. Trusted means relying on with the sword. Nevertheless, in those days, said Yah the Lord, I will make a full end to you. Whereas it shall come to pass when you shall say, where does the Lord our God all these things unto us? Then thou shalt answer them, let as ye have spoken, forsaken me. I'm going to stop reading at verse 19 because I have less than 90 seconds. So we'll pick up reading at verse 19 again. Let's have a closing word of prayer. Our Father God in heaven, we, your lost sheep, thank you for all the things that you do for us, especially your constant protection from the evil one. We thank you for leading us not into temptation and delivering us from all evil. We thank you for giving us this day our daily bread and for giving us our debt as we forgive us our debt. In Yahweh's name, a.k.a. also known as Jesus, amen. Remember, sheep, take our Father God with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I will be back with you next time. Now, God tells us how to eat and live right as well. What I want you to do is go to www.eatandliveelonger.com and purchase this book, How to Eat and Live Longer by Dr. Reginald J. Eadie, one of the fine doctors over at Detroit Medical Center. Remember, sheep, I love you, but God loves you more. Talk with you next time.